So I'm here, Dave-O, after a 2-1 home defeat in the league to Farnborough. Not really too sure where to start, Dave-O, so I might just pass straight over to you. But a lot of build-up, a lot of hype around the game in terms of the league and the result. And probably more importantly, a lot of build-up around Steve. And obviously this would have been his Boxing Day game. So lots probably to talk about, really.
Yeah, I think, big thing about today is the crowd. It's great that there was a big crowd, 270 people. It's massively important. You know, I'd like to think that maybe the players will get some form of money that they're owed off the back of that. We shall see what happens with that. Secondly, I thought, you know, what the staff and the players have done for Steve with the shirt, I think it's a great touch. Really pleased that, you know, it just shows the measure of what the lads are about to do that. And hopefully that will be pride of place in the foyer of the clubhouse. So that was a big thing. And, you know, and thirdly, we had a big game of football to play. And, you know, anyone who's been here, neutrals, everybody like that, and knows, or even if they don't know the situation of what's going on, to perform like we did, you know, it's absolutely fantastic. Absolutely devastated that we've lost the game. They're absolutely penned in massively in the second half. You know, up the slope. But ultimately, they've won the game. You know, they've got a lot of good players. I mean, they've signed a player from the Conference South today. A good player. Scott Donnelly, who's been around. and I'm playing with players that haven't been paid a penny since December. So, you know, you can only be immensely proud of it, really. I thought we showed lots of spirit, lots of heart, and lots of quality, really. I thought the first half, we, you know, we come out of the traps a little bit panicky, including me, the whole team. You know, we were lashing at balls. You know, I have to say that there's a few players carrying, you know, bad injuries that have just rolled into the game and tried to get through it. And maybe, you know, the early part of the game took a while to get into it. It was a swirly wind as well. And we were lashing at balls. We were, you know, heading it when we didn't need to. It would run through to the keeper. Clearing it when the keeper could have pounced on it. There's all little bits of stuff and a little bit panicky for half an hour. You know, they've paid, you know, they've made the most of it. I don't think they played great in the first half, but they were fairly dominant. Two great balls in the box. Coxey does what he does. You know, I've been on this on doing interviews all season and said Coxey does what he does. You know, he's outstanding at that. No one will ever take that away. I'd never take it away from him. He's brilliant at it. And you know, they've made the most of it. 2-0 up. You worry about, well, I was going to say, most teams worry about character of a team in a situation like that, in a big game, in front of a big crowd. How are you going to react? We, you know, we kept going. We certainly didn't falter. We sort of eased our way in. I thought it started to turn about the last 10 minutes, 15 minutes of the first half. We changed our shape. Got a little bit of more of a foothold in the game. Got a goal back from a corner, which was whipped in, and the keeper sort of couldn't deal with it. And Zach's finished well, and that was important for us. And you know, 2-1 down at half time, and we were disappointed. We were disappointed with the performance level, not the heart and the hunger and everything like that. It looked like we were a bit hyped up, probably. Not that we really hyped the lads up, but they, you know, they were hyped up and maybe felt a bit pressurised in the game. I thought that was the case. And then second half, it was the opposite. You know, we were just absolutely dominant. I thought the football we played was progressive. We moved the ball, we defended well. We had control of the football pretty much throughout. We were indebted to Pricey to make two or three really good saves, and that's what he does. He's a fantastic goalkeeper. He's one of the best guys to have in a dressing room. He's been a stalwart for me, travels a long way. I can't say enough good things about the guy. He's an absolute gem, and he's performed well, made two or three really, really good saves when we needed him to, when we had to throw men forward. So it was always going to happen. But for the, you know, not 60, 70, 80% of that second half, we were absolutely all over them. And I thought it was a fantastic effort from the boys.
Yeah, and I can't disagree with any of that. And actually, going into that last 10 minutes, it looked like there was only going to be one team to nick a draw. And obviously, that was yourselves. And you had two or three good opportunities at the end. Nothing clear-cut, but obviously, Danilo came on and hit the post. A couple sort of shots flashed across the goal. And then, as I say, the last 10 minutes, you've had a few balls whipped in and Pricey's come up for the corner. And you must have been thinking it was a sort of deja vu with the fleet of the last few games and you might actually nick an equaliser.
Listen, it's good teams win when they're find a way of winning, and they found a way of winning today. I've got nothing but respect for them, their manager, their support, the club, the infrastructure of Farnborough. They shouldn't be in this league, and the quality of players that they've got. But all that in mind, all the praise I'll give them for that, that just emphasises what a good job my lads have done today in the circumstances that they're in. And I'll never hear a bad word said against them. They're absolute diamonds, and I'm immensely proud of them.
You've got to roll that on to obviously Northwood on Saturday, and then you've got a cup quarter final on Tuesday, and I suppose the cup game is something for the lads to reward themselves with, and obviously Northwood gets you back on track in terms of league.
Yeah, we've got, as I said several times, getting a team on the pitch at the moment is a success. Most teams and most players, most groups would have dispersed. I know we've lost a few, and as I said several times, I don't begrudge anyone going. You can go with your head held high. It's the way it's done. And we've lost a few. You think where we would have been if we had those few. It's a crying shame that we haven't got what we need. Clearly we don't need it. We haven't had a big budget, and we never have. But to have nothing and to perform like we are is a absolute credit to everyone in the staff for keeping them together, all the players for the way that they're performing. And I just hope that we can nick a few results between now and the end of the season. I know they're enjoying it. They enjoy the way that we play. I think we play a brand of football which is good on the eye. I'm sure there was a few people here today that haven't watched us much, and hopefully they could see that despite the pitch being difficult, we tried to get it down, we try and play through the lines a bit, we move the ball around, we try and get balls in the box, we're hungry for it. And as long as we do that week in, week out, we'll get a few wins before the end of the season, and who knows, we've got to play a few of the sides in the playoffs, and we've got to play Royston here, and you never know, we might be able to do Farnborough a favour or two, because I thought they came as a club, their support. I spoke to their manager before the game and said, look, it's wet, it's been a downpour. And I was honest with him, and he brought some sand with him because we haven't got any, and they've helped with that to get the game. The bottom goal mouth was boggy. I think the guy does the pitch, done a good job. Really, it's difficult, and he's kept the pitch in a reasonable state, but with the exception of the bottom goal mouth. And I was very grateful for Farnborough for doing what they did for Spencer, and I've got a lot of respect for the way he handled the transfer of Coxie, and hopefully he felt the same way with us. We're not here to make things difficult, and I wish them all the very, very best. Hopefully for them they get promoted this year. They deserve to. The club should be higher, and we'll do what we can to try and help them on their way.
Yeah, very humble in terms of your comments around the game and obviously around Farnborough as well. I'd just like to obviously say unlucky for tonight and wish you all the best for Saturday.
Thanks, mate.